Well, the plight of the victims of Typhoon Ketsana were also on the Pope's mind today as he met with three new ambassadors accredited to the Holy See, including the ambassador from the Philippines. Charles Collins has this report.
The three ambassadors came from around the world: the United States, the Philippines, and the Netherlands. Pope Benedict was scheduled to speak to each one for about 20 minutes on Friday as they presented their letters of credence. Dr. Miguel Humberto Diaz is the new ambassador from the United States. He is a longtime professor of theology in Minnesota. Pope Benedict made mention of both his meeting with U.S. President Barack Obama in July and his visit to the United States last year. He said recently the dialectic of tradition and originality, unity and diversity found in the U.S. has recaptured the imagination of the world, many of whose peoples look to the American experience and its founding vision in their own search for viable models of accountable democracy. He told the ambassador that freedom which he says Americans rightly hold dear, is not only a gift, but a summons to personal responsibility. He spoke of the need for a clear discernment with regard to issues touching the protection of human dignity and respect for the inalienable right to life, from the moment of conception to natural death, as well as the protection of the right to conscientious objection on the part of healthcare workers and, indeed, all citizens. Freedom was also a topic of his speech to the ambassador from the Kingdom of the Netherlands, Baroness Henrietta von Linden-Leighton. The Holy Father said freedom needs to be anchored in truth, and it needs to be directed towards the good of individuals and of society. In this context, he made mention of the financial crisis of the past 12 months. The Pope said the whole world has been able to observe the consequences of exaggerated individualism that tends to favor single-minded pursuit of perceived personal advantage to the exclusion of other goods. To the new ambassador from the Philippines, Mrs. Mercedes Aristia Tuason, Pope Benedict noted the various development initiatives underway in the country, including the modernization of irrigation systems, the improvement of public transportation, and the reform of social assistance programs. He said, above all, the struggle against poverty calls for honesty, integrity, and an unwavering fidelity to the principles of justice, especially on the part of those directly entrusted with the offices of governance and public administration. He also praised the work of peace builders in the country, saying many are taking courageous steps to bring people together in order to foster reconciliation and mutual understanding. I'm Charles Collins.